Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie, of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, as we come up to the end of the year here, we're coming to a very special holiday where people consider giving thanks for the blessings of the previous year. What's going on?
That's correct. For nearly four centuries, Americans have come together in the spirit of Thanksgiving. From the earliest traditions that began in Plymouth, Massachusetts, to the first official national observance in 1863, families have gathered in November to celebrate bountiful harvests and all that has been given to them. In honor of the Thanksgiving holiday on November 22nd, state offices will be closed on Thursday, and my offices will also be closed on Friday, November 23rd. PennDOT driver's license centers will also be closed on November 22nd and 23rd. If you're traveling, be sure to check www.511pa.com, again, www.511pa.com, for the latest traffic and weather information. From my family to yours, may you all have a happy, safe, and healthy Thanksgiving.
And of course, after Thanksgiving, the Pennsylvania tradition is that hunting season begins for deer in Pennsylvania, and I understand that there is an important program that those who are lucky in the field can contribute to. What's going on?
Well, to help families, individuals, and seniors who are in need, the Hunters Sharing the Harvest program has encouraged hunters from across the Commonwealth to share their deer harvest and provide thousands of pounds of venison. The program partners with the Pennsylvania Game Commission, Department of Agriculture, and many other sportsmen and charitable organizations. Since 1991, this voluntary program has distributed more than 1.2 million pounds of donated venison to those in need. Hunters can donate all or part of a harvested deer by taking it to a participating processor, which will then distribute the ground venison to food banks and pantries. In the average hunting season, the Hunters Sharing the Harvest program's goal is to channel about 100,000 pounds of processed venison through the state's 20 regional food banks, which then distribute to more than 5,000 local provider charities, such as food pantries, missions, homeless shelters, and churches, as well as individual families. To find a list of local processors or for more information, you can visit www.sharedeer.org. Again, www.sharedeer.org.
And of course, small businesses are often referred to as the backbone of Pennsylvania's economy. And there's a new program that was created by an act of the legislature to help out those who are interested in getting into business. What's going on here?
Absolutely. With small businesses as the economic engines of our communities, Pennsylvania consumers are encouraged to shop small business on Small Business Saturday, which is November 24th this year. According to the Pennsylvania Small Business Development Center, there are nearly 1 million small businesses in Pennsylvania, which employ nearly half of the state's workforce. Small firms make up 98.2% of the state's employers. Over the last legislative session, the House Republican Caucus has worked to enhance opportunities for small businesses and job creators in Pennsylvania by modernizing business laws, reducing burdensome and duplicative regulations, and fighting off harmful and unnecessary tax increases. One of those measures, which is designed to help budding entrepreneurs, is the Pennsylvania Business One-Stop Shop. This new website, which you can visit at www.business.pa.gov, again, www.business.pa.gov, was launched earlier this year based upon legislation initiated in the House and is designed specifically to assist entrepreneurs and businesses in Pennsylvania at all stages of development.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.